2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 18. The wrong reaction. Elijah has gone. And I'm looking at the prophets, the 50 prophets, and I'm calling this discourse the wrong reaction. Because the way they react to the end of Elijah, I think, shows us what is wrong. There is one good point in verse 15. The company of the prophets from Jericho who were watching said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Now, if they had really acted upon that, that the spirit of the Lord was now resting on Elisha, the spirit of Elijah, the spirit of God, that is, was now with Elisha. If they had acted on that, then this discourse would not be being preached. But they didn't react that way. Let's just take it up very briefly. You see, throughout, they've been harking back, clinging on to the past. "Don't you know the Lord is going to take your Elijah today? Don't you know the prophet is going today? Don't you know?" They keep harping on about it. I think he comes three times. They're rubbing salt into the wound. Seems to me very clear there that they're grieving over the fact that Elijah is going. Well, quite right. But it's more than grieving over it. They're clinging on to him. And now he has gone. And what is their reaction? Well, we ought to send him find. He might be stopped somewhere on a mountain. He might not really have gone. Let's go and find him. We need him, you see. This is the kind of attitude I see. Elisha gives in to them and sends, but in the end he says, "Didn't I tell you not to go? You shouldn't go." No, we'll go looking for him. You see, these people are clinging to the past. They're holding on to the past. They can't let it go. They think progress is made by walking backwards. Now, there's some truth in that, but only some truth. I believe that this is an affliction for many believers. I believe the churches are afflicted with it. You see, they think that, some people think that all true spirituality ended about 1640, 1650, in the 17th century. And if we don't speak in that kind of language and wear the clothes that they wore, more or less, and speak in these and those, and use a Bible version that the man and woman in the 21st century really can't make much head or tail of, we think we're making real spiritual progress if we can talk with Kuddhists and Buddhists and Saiths. My friend, that is not spirituality. It's no good living in the language and in the dress and in the manner and the custom of the 16th and 17th centuries. I was born not in 1640. I was born in 1940. I'm addressing people who are born in 1980, maybe in 2000. You see, it didn't all stop in 1647 or in 1689. What am I referring to? Some people think that all theology is found in the 1647 Westminster Confession. Others think it's all found in the 1689 Confession. Well, I tell you frankly, there's faults with both of them. There's good points with both of them, but there are faults with both of them. They're the works of men, and they're suited to their time. Whitfield was a great and glorious preacher, but the days of Whitfield are gone. Spurgeon the same, Martin Lloyd-Jones. It's no good clinging on to the past. We learn from the past, we love the past, we use the past, but we mustn't cling to it and dwell in it. We have to leave the past. The future's in front of us, brother. The future's in front of us, sister. We must go on. Elijah is gone. Elijah is left. But it's not Elijah or Elisha, it's God. "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, Joshua, move on." Christ left the world. What will happen to us? Christ is going. The Spirit will come. God uses men, but his cause does not depend on men. We use the past, but we don't live in it. We don't cling to it. Do you remember what Mordecai said to Esther? "Who knows, but you've been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. Perhaps I could wish I was born in 1840. Maybe I would have been a successful minister. Perhaps I wish I was born in 1640, 1740. Yeah, I would have been in the Puritans. I would have been in Whitfield's day. I would have been in Spurgeon's day. But I was born in 1940, and my time is now, and my time is coming to an end. I must recognize it. Is there a young man, a young woman listening to me? Your time is coming. Your work is ahead of you. Forward be our watchword. Forward, not backward. Paul could say, could he not, to the Philippians, forgetting the things that are past, I press on. There is a right remembering of the things that are past, but we mustn't dwell there. The future is in front of us. As I say, forward, Francis Ridley Abigail, forward be our watchword. Onward, onward, upward. Let us recognize where we are. We're in the day of small things, yes. We don't despise them. I'm speaking for myself. For you, it may be the day of large things. It is the day of small things. But we don't need another Elijah or another Elisha or another Martin Lloyd-Jones. We need God the Spirit. God the Spirit. It's not men. Yes, we look back, but we look forward, and above all, we look upward toward God. Don't let's overvalue the past, my friend. Don't let's cling to it. Don't let's dwell there. Don't let's live there. And don't let's deal with yesterday's problems. Have you noticed some preachers? They're always dealing with the problems of the 17th century. They're always answering Rome with Martin Luther. My friend, those days are well past. We have to answer the errors of today, the new perspectives, the federal visions, the prosperity gospelers. We have to answer the marketeers. We have to answer the social gospelers. We have to deal with the issues we face today. Islam, Mohammedism, whatever it might be. The philosophies of the age. We have to deal with it now where we are. We live now, and it's for such a time that we're born. Learn from the prophets here. Oh, he's gone. What are we going to do? He's going to go. And they're biting their fingernails. No, my friend, let's be up and doing. There's one more discourse to come on this and then a slight epilogue. But in the next discourse, I'll try and look at Elisha. What did he do? He didn't sit there griping and groaning. He picked up the mantle, he smote the water, and on he went. Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God? And God was with him. That's what counts, my friend. So let's move on today, looking to God, to the Spirit to help us, praising God for the past, looking now to help him, to help us as we move on into the future, looking to God to come and bless us and go on to serve him in our generation and lay down markers for the generations to come. The future is before us. The future is in front. God has brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this.